Strategy raises 20.9B, becomes fourth largest U.S. equity issuer Strategy. The software company turned Bitcoin holding vehicle, led by Michael Saylor, has raised $20.9 billion in equity so far this year, enough to rank it as the fourth largest equity issuer in the United States, according to a September 3rd update from Cointelegraph, citing market data. For a firm that was a mid-cap enterprise software vendor 5 years ago, the figure puts it in the same tier as the largest capital raises on Wall Street this year. The number matters because of where the money goes. Strategy sells stock and convertible notes, then uses the proceeds to buy Bitcoin. That loop has run continuously since 2020, and the scale of this year's issuance shows how much capital the company can now pull from public markets in a single cycle. The raise in context ranking fourth among all U.S. equity issuers means Strategy raised more equity this year than the overwhelming majority of banks, industrial firms, and technology companies that tap the market. Most large issuers raise money to fund operations, acquisitions, or debt repayment. Strategy raises it to hold a single asset that produces no cash flow. That distinction is the whole story. A conventional issuer converts investor capital into factories, headcount, or R&D. Strategy converts it into Bitcoin on its balance sheet, then relies on the market to value the company at a premium to those holdings. The $20.9 billion figure is a measure of how willing investors have been to fund that trade in 2026. Bitcoin's price backdrop, the raise lands during a firm stretch for the underlying asset. Bitcoin trades at roughly $8,945 as of September 3, 2026, up 4.6% over the prior 24 hours, according to CoinMarketCap market data. The broader market moved with it. Ether was near $2,503, plus 4.5%. XRP jumped 8.9% to 146, and the Fear and Greed Index sat at 78 in greed territory. Rising prices make the accumulation model self-reinforcing. When Bitcoin climbs, Strategy's holdings appreciate. Its stock often trades at a wider premium to net asset value, and that premium lets the company issue new shares at favorable terms to buy still more Bitcoin. The mechanism runs in reverse just as easily. A sustained drop compresses the premium, makes issuance dilutive, and can force the company to raise capital into weakness. The leverage nobody prices at par Strategy's structure concentrates risk in a way ordinary equity does not. The company carries convertible debt alongside its equity, and that debt sits senior to shareholders. As long as Bitcoin appreciates and the stock trades above the value of its holdings, the model compounds. If Bitcoin falls hard and stays down, the same leverage that amplified gains works against the equity. This is not a criticism unique to Strategy. It is the arithmetic of any vehicle that borrows or issues against a volatile, non-yielding asset. Investors buying the stock are buying leverage, premium-priced Bitcoin exposure, not a software business. The $20.9 billion raised this year is the clearest signal yet that a large pool of capital is comfortable making that bet. Capital markets now bend toward crypto. A crypto proxy sitting fourth on the U.S. equity issuance table is a structural marker. It shows that public capital markets have built a direct, high-volume pipe into Bitcoin that does not require an ETF, a bank, or a regulatory approval to function. Strategy simply sells stock and buys coins, and enough investors participate to move the company into the top tier of issuers. For everyday crypto users, the takeaway is indirect but real. Strategy is now large enough that its buying and its financing decisions ripple into Bitcoin's spot market, and its stock has become a widely held way to get exposure without holding keys. That trade-off, convenience for counterparty and leverage risk, is the same one that separates custodial products from spending straight from your own wallet. Holding BTC directly or through Bitcoin ETFs that book their strongest inflows of the year carries none of the equity premium or convertible debt exposure baked into a company like Strategy. None of this is investment advice. It is a description of how one company turned equity issuance into a Bitcoin acquisition engine large enough to rank among the biggest fundraisers in the country.